Marvel, a new men's fashion, and more. This is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next. Return to the
wild style fashion is wow, that was like I got extra bolts of energy now. Okay, this is your go-to?
It's my go-to.
Yeah?
Yes, my second favorite rapper of all time.
What is Rakim?
Rakim, yes.
Okay, what does this make you feel like?
Oh man, well right now, guess who's back?
Because you're back on the scene, right? That's what it was? Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for coming. We have Jay Hunter, guys, in studio. We have like a lot of Tyler Perry shows and shows from OWN on our AfterBuzz and BHL networks. So everybody loves If Loving You Is Wrong.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's a great show, guys. This is BHL's Next here with Jay Hunter. But I'm your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. Jay, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, I am Jay Hunter, Instagram. I am Jay Hunter on Twitter as well.
Now, Jay Hunter.
Yes.
I saw you in this movie, and it's funny because me and my mom chose this movie on Netflix randomly one day, and it was called Boy Bye. And number one, such an attractive male cast. Of course, that's why, you were in the cast of Boy Bye. But it's this great movie starring Wendy Raquel Robinson, directed by Christopher Stokes.
Yes.
And you had a little cameo in there. So tell me what it was like being on the set for that film.
Oh, man, it was wonderful. It was brief. But it was a good experience.
Yeah, and you're in the presence of Wendy. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's cool.
She has a resume on her. So that was amazing. What about Chris Stokes? Because I haven't been too familiar that he's been directing, and so now I'm seeing him do this. I'm like, okay, this was a good movie. So he has another few movies like under his belt. So what was it like?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah,
too.
What was it like working with him?
Oh man, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect. It was actually the first time I met him.
Yeah.
And he's cool, real cool, just real down to earth and, you know, knows what he wants, get straight to the point type of thing.
Would you want to be in another Chris Stokes movie?
Yeah, I mean, his cast, I mean, think about it.
It was such a good cast.
He does a good job of casting, and it was just an honor to just work with him.
That's great. And then, now, fast forward, If Loving You Is Wrong, you're playing Ian.
Yes.
So tell us about Ian's character, because he's, you know, a new addition to this cast.
All right, I got to see where we're at in the story. I can't give out anything for next season. Let me see. I'm a lawyer, two kids, recently divorced. Just looking for some place to be able to have my kids over for the summertime. So I need, a larger house. And at the same time, while I'm looking for a property, I get approached by a friend of mine. He needs some help with one of his good friends who's in trouble. So she needs a defense attorney. So that's where I really come on the scene. And then there's a bunch of complications.
Yeah, a bunch of complications.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you can relate to Ian at all in the decisions that he makes on this show?
Well, let me just tell you this. Obviously, I come on the third season. There was two seasons before. And when I got cast, it was like really fast. So I got cast. Next thing you know, I'm flying out there. Next thing you know, I get all these, scripts. And then it's like, okay, we're shooting. And then we shoot fast.
Yeah.
So everything was all new to me. So I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know, really too much about what was going on. But luckily, my character is kind of the same way. So I kind of get introduced to all the
things
that are happening. So it's kind of like, so I'm kind of confused as Jay Hunter, but Ian doesn't know what's going on either.
Wow.
So I kind of use that to like, And then I find out after one of the castmates will come to me and say, yeah, well, this would happen in, six episodes before you got here. And they'll tell me after we shoot, though. So I'm like, oh, I was so confused. But then I was like, oh, it works. Because Ian doesn't know what's happening either.
So was Tyler Perry at all like around during this process of you being on the show?
Oh, Tyler Perry's directing.
So he's there like every day on set.
He's directing. He's hands on.
Because, sometimes you get these shows that, there's like a big name behind it, and then you hear like, oh, they're not really there directing, or they stop by on set, every once in a while. But Tyler Perry's really
hands on. He's directing. I don't know how he does it. He has so much
going on.
He still has time to like come in and make sure that we're on point, And it's an honor.
What is it like taking direction from him?
You better get it right.
Yeah.
No, he's cool. But it's just so surreal. You know what I mean? Because it's like I grew up watching Tyler Perry. Flicks and stuff. And next thing you know, he's giving me direction. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this is so
That's
sweet.
Amazing.
Like one of the first scenes, I got to drive up in this car. And it's the nicest car I've ever driven in real life. A car's a car, but it was kind of like, I get these keys in this car, and I'm like, word. And then he just looks at me. I guess he noticed. He noticed a lot. And then he was like, you know how to drive? And I'm like, yeah, I know how to drive, man. I never drove an Audi before. This is nice. But yeah, it was just a really good experience.
Do you have a favorite Tyler Perry movie? He has so many, I know.
Yeah,
it's
well, I'm going to just say this. He's got a movie called Acrimony coming out in March. Mm-hmm. And that now is my favorite movie because I'm in it.
So Ian has came from an own network TV show, and now you're now in a movie. Jay Hunter is now in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ian went from here to like the actual movies. People were like, oh, wait, if Loving You is Wrong, I saw him on TV, now I'm seeing him on the big screen. That's amazing. So he must have saw something in you.
Yeah, he's but you know, really what I've seen about Tyler Perry is he's a guy that's going to really give people opportunities.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I talk to other castmates and stuff like that, their stories are very similar to mine.
Wow.
Like, he sees something in somebody, and he's really about trying to give them an opportunity, you know, so that they can grow. And the way I look at it, so he can kind of do the same. You know, he's really a role model for that. And it really inspires me to just be like, yeah, when I get there, then it's my turn, and I get to do the same thing. Hopefully I can bring up somebody and give them an opportunity. And just seeing that's all about, it's amazing.
So if Loving You is Wrong, the season finale is next week, Tuesday, right? I know you probably can't tell us what's going to happen, but tell me what hope, you know, Ian becomes or his character develops into next season?
I'm pretty open. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you watch this show, you kind of can see the direction, but it's drama. You know, things are twists and stuff like that. So I don't really know.
You don't really know.
I know a little bit. I can't say too much. You know, for next season, that we already shot. Mm-hmm. So that'll be out in 2018, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can't really say on that, but then like moving forward from there, it's hard to say. You don't know. You might go this way, you might go that way, you might, you know.
Do you have like viewing parties when you do have these seasons, or do you like to not watch yourself on screen once?
You know, I actually never had a viewing party.
What?
Because you never know how it's going to turn out. Like, you know, I mean, the show, of course, is like amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, just in case, especially for that, it was my first time. So, like, no, I don't want to invite too many friends over. I'm not really sure. I didn't get a chance to see myself. So,
Okay, so season three, you have to have a viewing party. You have to have people come see you.
That's a good idea.
Even if they're seeing it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a viewing party on tape delay. I'm going to watch it first, and then I'm going to have it, you know, I'm going to watch the East Coast time, and then I'm going to have everyone come over from the West Coast. Just in case.
And yeah, see, at least you'll know.
Because if I had a bad day or something, I'll just suddenly come down with a call.
Yeah.
Or
if there's like a part that you didn't like the way it was said, you can like distract them with like something else, like snacks. Yeah. Exactly. So, viewing party for sure, season three. But you have another project, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's coming in December, so you are just working.
Yeah.
Busy bee. Tell me about your character on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, I can't divulge too much information.
Too much? You are so secretive.
I'll say I'm a misguided individual, let me say that. I'm on the opposite side of the lead cast. But it'll be interesting.
And it's coming out December 2nd.
December
1st. December 1st.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday. Oh, yeah, it's a new time, right?
Yeah.
On Fridays. Mm-hmm. How do you like working with your cast members on that? There's like a lot of you, and you guys are just out there
mobbing. Reading comics, Marvel. I mean, it's Marvel.
It's like, Marvel.
And the cast is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the good thing about them, and as with If Loving You Is Wrong, too, I get into a situation where these guys, I mean, they're established. They've been doing it for a long time. And they just really kind of like accepted me and say, hey, Jay Hunter, what's going on? And kind of show me the ropes and just be cool, man. And it for an actor that's new, it makes you feel comfortable and you just go and be free and just do your work, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What's so. One thing, because they're both dramas, but what's like really different that you know, significantly different from when you work from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then when you go do If Loving You Is Wrong? Because you say you get along with your castmates and equally for both shows.
Well, so yeah, I mean, well, the first thing is, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is Marvel. There's probably something flying by or some explosion that you don't actually see on set, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. it's happening.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much, there's like, it's just different. It's sci-fi. So, yeah. you know, we've got different people are in makeup and just mm-hmm. wardrobe and, you know, stuff like that. So that's different. Mm-hmm. But it's
do you
fun
like
too.
That more?
Oh, man, why did I never do that? Man, think about it, man. You know, when you grow up.
Yeah, it's like, which one do you like kind of more, oh, do you think? Man. Probably that because you get to, you know, become somebody else in a different world.
I mean, you always kind of become somebody else mm-hmm. no matter what. And it's always going to be a different world, even yeah. if it's realism of here. Mm-hmm. I mean, as an actor, I mean, that's the way I look at it. But, I mean, I like both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like both because there's always something that you escape from your reality. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's fun right there. But
do you ever, like, compare your characters from both shows? Like, oh, it's like, I wonder how Ian would handle this situation.
I tell you what I would do. After a while, when you start playing different roles and stuff like that, you do find similarities.
Because
mm. Every role is just different.
Yeah.
You know, you look at it as a different role, different name, whatever, different project.
Mm-hmm.
But then over time, you kind of see, like, similarities. Like, oh, I kind of did this before. That was, in this role. And then, you know, they kind of get mashed up. But, I mean, just, what I'm doing on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a lot different, though. I mean,
yeah.
It's just different. Yeah, you'll see.
It's just different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll be on the lookout for that because that's coming out next month. I can't believe December's next month. This year really flew by.
Yeah, it did. It really
and you
did.
Have stuff lined up in 2018, so congrats on that,
thank
too.
You. Thank
so,
you.
So you are my guest today, but I would like for you to be my co-host as we get into these hot topics.
Okay.
Yeah, are you
all
ready?
Right.
Okay, cool. So our first topic is next in casting, and you love Marvel, so did you hear that Netflix will be premiering this series called The Punisher, and it's going to be you're like, what is going on? The Punisher, John Bernthal basically is getting revenge on these people that killed his wife and his children, and it seems like really gritty series. I like John Bernthal, so I'm in Baby Driver, and I wanted more of him, so I'm excited that he's going to be in this series. We do have the trailer, so let's take a look.
CIA operation. The man in charge wants me dead. Homeland. The FBI. Everybody's part of this.
You and me, we want the same thing. So work with me.
One condition. I'm gonna kill them all.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Punisher. He's dead. This looked like the work of a dead man to you.
Wait, when does that release again?
Actually November 17th. So it just came out. Yeah, you can binge watch the whole entire first season. You were like a kid in a candy store when it comes to Marvel, huh?
I've been waiting for the Punisher to come out. Ever really? Since he was on his season with Daredevil, I'm like, oh, yes, they're going to do Punisher.
Oh, my gosh.
And then everything got busy for me, so, yeah, I'm binge watching.
What's your favorite Marvel movie?
Oh, man.
Hard question, huh?
You talking about out of the ones that are connected to the universe now?
Mm-hmm.
I hope to say it's going to be Black Panther, but I mean, ones that released right now, I really liked Captain America Winter Soldier.
Oh, me too.
I love the fight choreography on
that. Yeah, that was really good.
But then Captain America, the Civil War, that was badass too. Can I say that?
No, you can.
Man, listen.
I love Captain America.
What I loved about Civil War is when they introduced Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what? That was so cool.
Did you see? I guess I'm under a rock. I haven't seen The Amazing Spider-Man yet.
Yeah, I just watched it not too long ago.
Really?
Did you like it? Yeah, yes.
Yeah? Okay.
I mean, I'm biased. I like all of them. But, I mean, I thought what Marvel's doing, I think, is so great is they're really trying to make sure they tap in their entire audience.
Yes.
So, like, what they did is, they started with the main characters and they built that up. And they took their time doing that, which is great because the anticipation over the years, you know what I mean? It gives them time to really figure out how they want to continue the story without rushing it. And then after that, I was like, okay, now we found our base. We see the people that are watching. Where else can we go? Oh, I know. Let's do Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
Not too many people know about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. We're just going to make it really, really funny and tap into the people who love comedy that may not really watch us yet.
Yeah.
So they got that. Mm-hmm. Then they were like, oh, well, Spider-Man comes out all the time. We got to redo that. How are we going to introduce
him? I know.
Him?
That one was done so many times.
Again, I think because it's part of this bigger universe, it was like, all right, who can we grab into?
Mm-hmm.
You always want to go to your younger audience because your younger audience is going to be the next longevity. So it's like, all right, they're in high school right now. Let's just make this whole movie and revolve it. What I loved about Spider-Man, I think what the director and them decided to do is they really wanted to paint the picture of like Peter Parker when he was in high school.
Yeah.
Like they did an amazing job. I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, I remember I used to do that when I was 16. Oh, I remember that's how they were.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I cared about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now if the younger crowd wasn't 100% into a Marvel, now they are. Because now they watch Spider-Man. They can relate to that. Spider-Man's involved with everything. If they didn't watch the other stuff, they're going to go back. They probably was too young maybe to watch some of the stuff like Iron Man, the first one, and stuff like that. It was 10 years ago. They're going to go back and they're going to get those DVDs they're going to buy.
Yeah.
So like from a business standpoint and a creative standpoint, I think it was a perfect mesh. And they cover all their bases. Then they're like, okay, we got the big screen. What else can we do? We got ABC. They're running Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff like that. And then
they go to
Netflix. And they just make this realism, just really grounded episodes and projects about Daredevil and the Punisher and Luke Cage. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they tap into the people that want a gritty, edgy kind of story. And I think, Punisher, I mean, that's part of it. You know, it's part of it. For me, I love Daredevil. I love what they did with Luke Cage just for the simple fact of what Luke Cage kind of means to in a lot of ways, African-American community and just how, like, that character evolved. I mean, that comes from, you know, I think they came out in the 60s, maybe?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there, you know, before our time. But they kept some of those kind of isms from that, but brought it into the, you know, the 21st century. So that was dope.
Yeah. Did you watch the one? Is it called The Defiant Ones?
Defenders?
Defenders. There we go.
Defiant I told you.
Ones.
I'm a fan.
I'm like, yeah, he will know. Yeah. Did you watch that one?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course. In one day. No, I'm lying. I watched them almost. Well, technically, it was at one time, but I started on one day, and then it went through midnight, and I kept going until I watched the rest of it. Yeah, so I guess 2 days, but at one time.
You are into Marvel. Who's your favorite Spider-Man out of all the three that we've seen?
Well, I'm going to say this one because I'm a bigger picture guy, and I love how he just plays in part with everybody else and how, you know, how they kind of wrapped him or they kind of wrapped his story into Iron Man's.
Yeah.
And So I think, plus it's the newer one. I don't know. Like, if you'd have asked me 8 years ago, it would have been the last one. You know what I'm saying?
It's just okay. So you like the ones with Andrew Garfield in them, huh?
Yeah. I mean, when I grew up, I used to think I was Spider-Man.
That's your favorite Marvel superhero?
Yeah, I always wanted to.
Why Spider-Man?
Well, first off, he's got Spidey sense. Even though it's kind of crazy because Spidey sense just tells him something's going to happen, like in the cartoons. And he'd be like, oh, somebody's going to hit me. And turn around, bow, he just hit anyway.
Yeah.
But, man, that would be so cool. Like, if I had Spidey sense and I just knew somebody's looking at me right now, make sure you stand up straight. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, those stuff like that. I'd be cool. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And if I could run up walls and do backflips and...
That's true.
You know,
Spider-Man can do a lot.
That'd be cool.
Okay, so if you had to pick... only two Marvel superheroes to be, like, your group of, like, I guess, Avengers. Who would you choose?
Oh, man. I gotta think about that. I love Spider-Man.
Okay, of course. That's a given. You know, yes.
I mean, Iron Man's cool because he's got all the...
Yeah.
But this is the thing. Robert Downey Jr. does such a good job with that character that I almost feel like... I don't want to be him. I want to watch him. You know what I mean? So it's like Luke Cage. I mean, I think because now Mike is, you know, he's playing. I just look at it. He's just like the epitome of what that character was in the comics. So, you know, if I'm going to put a costume on, I don't know, man.
Have you dressed up as one of these characters for Halloween?
Oh, my God, all the time.
Okay, because I'm like, please tell me that you get in costume.
Listen.
What were you this last Halloween? Did you dress up?
This last Halloween, I did dress up because I was filming Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I was dressed up in a Marvel thing, but it was just for a different reason.
Okay.
Let me see. I mean, when I was a kid, it was always whoever was hot at the time. Yeah. I was Spider-Man. He was the guy. You know what I mean?
Spider-Man was the main
I wanted to be Spider-Man. Yeah. Wolverine, because he has healing powers. And
Wolverine.
He's a tough dude. You know what I mean? At one point, I wanted to be the Hulk. But I don't know if I would want to walk around green all the time. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like out of all of them, he has it the worst. Like, his cons are really bad.
Yeah, I know.
So you know?
I'm a fan, but it was like, if
doesn't
I had
he
to
wake
pick,
up
he
naked too every time he.
Yeah, every single
time.
Yeah,
that's
stretch
a lot.
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, but the biggest thing is turns green. Yeah. I don't want to be green, man.
Okay.
But he is strong. And the thing is, he could jump like miles in the air. That's cool.
That's true.
You know, I grew up being an athlete. I could just imagine like playing basketball and be like, yo, I'm going to jump from one side of the court to the other and just rip the rim down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Green.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we know your Marvel characters. Now, are you ready for this? You might want to pair this with your Marvel Halloween costume next year. This is the new men's trend. Did you hear that the fanny packs are coming back?
The who?
The fanny packs.
Am I supposed to know what that is?
Yes. The fanny pack? The Dwayne Rock Johnson.
Oh, is that what those are called?
Yes, but now they're called, I think, waist bags.
I think I had one of those.
Jimmy Kimmel actually, Jimmy Kimmel actually wore this to the Emmys one year.
I didn't know you're supposed to put it around your waist.
Yes. They help you, like, so if, say, if you like, oh, I need my chapstick or I need my keys, you can just...
I thought they was like one of those little things you put around the shoulder,
no.
like on an angle, and then you run with.
No, yeah, fanny packs.
So
and this is how it's worn now. 2017, latest men's fashion. So this is our segment, Next or Not, where you can tell us if this is a trend that you will be going for. So if it is, that'll be next. If it's not, of course, nah. So, Jay Hunter, will you be rocking the fanny packs? Not now, but maybe 2018, you know? Start off the new year with a new trend.
I would probably say right now, probably not. I've been told that I have no fashion value, fashion sense, so maybe...
Who told you this? People?
I don't even want to say. I mean, what people? Where do you want me to start?
You know,
I mean, everybody tells me that. I feel so, like, I'm lost.
Maybe if you wear the fanny pack... People be like, wow.
See, that might be the only reason why I do it. Because I would say no. And then I'm starting to learn that everything that I say I wouldn't wear, then I probably should wear because that's probably the cool thing to do. I just don't know any better.
Mm-hmm. Were you down with the male rompers at the romp hymns that they had? That was a trend.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that is.
Bree, pull up the romp hymn. The romp hymn, it was like a romper. You know, rompers, girls wear them. It's kind of like a onesie type of outfit that we wear
wait,
for
wait,
like
wait, it's a onesie?
It's not a onesie, but it's like, you know, It's one garment that you pull up and then you just button it or zip it up, to, you know, to close it.
That sounds like a something like some Aquaman or Navy SEAL or
so this
diver.
Is the romp him. She's going to pull it up. And yeah, this was a men's trend Cam Newton wore one at Coachella. It's.
I can't really see it.
It's like a jumpsuit. It's like a jumpsuit, basically. Let's see. Oh, yeah. See, and it comes, like, short, though.
Well, how do you get it on?
You have to, like, put one leg at a time and then pull it up.
Like a wetsuit.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going swimming.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah, they're called the romp.
I'd try one on, I guess.
Yeah, you should. You know, try that and then put a fanny pack on top.
On top.
That'll be cute. That'll be so.
Again,
you'll be so
I would
trendy.
Think probably not. So then, like I said, everything that I think is fashion sense, I'm always wrong.
You
should
do
so
it.
I do the opposite.
Next red carpet, I'm thinking romp him and a fanny pack on you. You're gonna make press.
See, you really got me because I don't know any better. You know what I mean? You're gonna be telling me this stuff, and I'm gonna be like, what are you
no, know? I don't know. I feel like if you want to create a buzz, that's the outfit.
That's the outfit to go for.
That will create the buzz. People be like, oh my gosh, Jay Hunter, if loving you is
so
wrong.
A onesie, fanny pack,
yep,
belt with some Timberland boots and some Guess jeans and we're good.
I feel like, romp him for sure, like summertime. So I would wait for summer.
Okay.
And then, yeah, let me know how it works out too. I definitely want to update on the romp him.
I probably, okay, we'll see.
He's like, let me, I don't really know. what projects can we be looking for? I know you said that the Tyler Perry movie, what is it called again?
Acrimony.
Acrimony. Mm-hmm. Acrimony. And can you tell us at least what it's about or?
Mm-hmm. Look up the definition.
Okay. And so that's what it's about. Okay.
Well,
all right.
Yeah. I mean. There's some problems.
There's some problems. Always problems.
There's some situations.
There's always problems in situations when Tyler Perry's involved. Okay, so Acrimony, anything else that we should be looking out for anytime soon?
Right now.
Any events?
Do we have any events happening?
Just the shoes you get ready to
do. Oh, yeah, that is right. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind the last couple
of
months. Yeah, so
we have
a, I have a suit. Shoot coming up in December, right before Christmas, actually, with Stephen Lands. Yeah, Stephen Lands.
Wow.
Yeah, he's opening up a new store in Manhattan, and
What kind of suit do you like? You like like.
Man, here we go with these fashion.
Yeah, like I'm like, what kind of suit? Or you
I
just
can get
let
down
them
with
just
a suit.
You like
yeah.
you like a suit?
I trust.
What about a bright colored suit? Would you do a bright colored suit?
Let me see.
Like a pink suit.
Pink. I mean, if I tell you what, if we was going after like the next Miami Vice, well, I put a pink suit on.
Yeah, that would be fresh. Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. Okay. Well, Jay, thank you so much. You told us your fashion trends, the new projects that we should be looking out for. And I got to know how big of a Marvel fan you are.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
It's great. So like this job, when you got the phone call for this, must have been like...
Oh,
the best thing ever.
Yeah, they were telling me, so Marvel and blah, blah, blah. I was already saying yes. Marvel, yes. What
yes.
I got to do again? I said yes, right? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Down. And so Marvel, that'll be December 1st, Friday, the new time. And then If Loving You Is Wrong, guys, the season finale is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, 9 p.m.
Are you sad?
Way.
Have you been watching it as it's been, airing?
Yeah. No,
yeah?
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because you probably know how everything is going to end, you know, while you're watching.
I mean, to be honest with you, we shot so fast.
Really?
With so much. Mm. When I'm watching the episodes, I, like, forget half of it. I'm like,
really?
Oh, yeah, I forgot we did that. And it's kind of cool because then it's almost
it's new.
You,
you
know what I mean?
You
because,
watch.
Like, you try to learn everything and you indulge in a character. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Tyler Perry Studios, it's everything is just the way they shoot is really fast.
Yeah.
So, like... It's all like temporary, you know what I mean? It's like by the time I got into Ian, and I was like, oh my God, I love this role. Aww. It was like yesterday when we were done. And I was like, oh man, I can't wait till we shoot again. So watching there's like so much stuff. I was like, oh yeah. And then, it dodged my memory. Yeah. And it's kind of like, oh, okay, I remember doing that, you know?
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. Well, then I can't wait for season 3 to come out. March, we should be looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's like the continuation of... ONTV kind of splits it
up. It's like a break, right?
Yeah,
kind of.
Like
okay, they're going
hiatus.
Like a little winter hiatus. Ooh, this is exciting. So, guys, make sure you follow all things Jay Hunter. Let them know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me at Instagram, I am Jay Hunter, and on Twitter, I am Jay Hunter.
And I'm Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren, and make sure to follow all things Black Hollywood Live by going to BHL Online. Listen to us on iTunes, and I will see you guys next week. Bye. From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live. BlackHollywoodLive.com. Like us, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBack. Thanks for tuning in.